Hey, Harley here. So in a previous post or recording, I guess, I had described a scene for the storytelling challenge, the first one, the fantasy challenge, where we were supposed to describe our deepest, darkest, non-consequential, fantasy. Well, I had written a piece that was based on a person that I had met, and in the recording I said that I wasn't going to tell the background behind the story then, but you'd have to ask, and then some anon asked. So here's the story behind him. His name is Shane. So the story behind this is in the town that I live, I used to have neighbors, they moved away, that were two guys, and really, really cool guys, good friends, and they went to a specific bar that was kind of, it was a cowboy bar, so any cowboy, well, like, all the cowboys were there, but the common folk of my town would go there. And I had never been there before, so I got my friends to take me. So we go, and we had driven not, like, a distance away, so we had to walk. So when we drank and weren't sober, we would have to walk back and hopefully sober up. We go in and everything. We get drinks. I think I downed maybe drinks worth, right off the bat within the first 15 minutes. I don't drink very often, but when I do, I drink to get drunk. So when I go drinking, I'm not shy. So I get these drinks and I go to the bar. There's like four different bars in this place, and in the middle there is a dance floor, which is mostly used for line dancing and some weird, freaky-ass kind of dancing that I would, like, country, swing dancing, if you can imagine that. It's pretty interesting to watch. And I went to this one, and I ordered a drink from the bartender, and to the guy next to me, there was a guy who was dressed in blue jeans, a jean jacket. He had, I think, like, two different shirts on, brown cowboy boots, and, like, his collar was up, and he was blonde, which I don't know if you've noticed. I don't really like blondes. I'm not a blonde. I'm generally not attracted to blondes. There's nothing wrong with them. I just generally not attracted to him, and, I said hello, because when I'm not sober, I'm particularly friendly, and very physically friendly, generally. And I started talking to him, so we had a drink and I sat down, and I just kept talking with him, totally abandoning my other friends. So I sat with him, and we talked, and this is really embarrassing. Only, like, five people know this story. So we would talk about the line dancing, and he's like, well, why don't you go? And I'm like, I don't dance. I'm not a dance person. I think I can do the Macarena, and I think that's about it. And we were talking about different girls that are attractive, and he liked this one, and I liked that one, and we had bought each other drinks, and he made some sort of a wager, and it wasn't a dare, it was a bet. And essentially, I really liked him, and I really, really, really wanted to take him home and get in his pants, because he was just, even for a blonde, he was gorgeous, and just really fucking attractive. And charming and nice, and he said that he was going away for 2 weeks, or he was leaving in 2 weeks to go into one of the military branches, I don't remember. And he just had this gorgeous smile, and he made me laugh. And he was totally tricksy, because he got me probably the top 3 times of the drunkest time in my entire life. I fall asleep at the bar, and the bartender's like, hey, you gotta stay up. So I'm trying to stay up, and I go back to sleep, and I wake up in the middle of barfing on myself. Not my best moment in the world. So I have throw up all down my front, and he's gone. I don't know where he is. And my friends find me, and they take me outside, and I call my husband at the time, and I call my husband because it's the same guy, and I somehow tell him that I need him to pick me up because I need to go home. They had set me on, they have this, like, little, golf cart. And they sit me on the back of it, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just barfing. I have my head between my knees, and I am spilling my guts rapidly, efficiently, disgustingly, in front of the line of people trying to get into this place. And it was by far, I would say, the most embarrassing moment of my entire life. And it was just, it was ridiculous. And then husband came and picked me up, and he was absolutely pissed. And it was just bad. I think I took a shower, and I fell asleep in the shower, threw up in the shower, still smelled a shit ton like alcohol. He put me on the couch. No, he put me on the bed, and then he slept on the couch, because that's the stuff that he does. So, after I came to, obviously felt like shit, I had a hangover. I don't get hangovers very often. I'm German, Irish, and Scottish, but I had a fucking hangover. And I think a day after, I went on to Craigslist, the misconnections or whatever, and I said, hey, Shane, I am so fucking sorry. I apologize for my ridiculousness and everything, and please just tell me, I don't even remember what I said, but that was like a super pathetic moment in my life, and he never responded, which makes me sad, and I've only been there one other time to the specific bar, and it was a week ago for my friend, and I wasn't drinking because I was a DD, so that was probably a good thing, but I always want to go to see if he's there, so I can be like, hey, remember I'm that girl that threw up on herself because you challenged her to drinking games and apparently she lost. Oh, and I had left my card there, so I had to wait like 4 days to go and pick it up, which was great. But luckily they didn't charge me extra. So that is the magical tale of my written script, the story, and Shane. Shayne. Yeah, so have fun with that. Bye.